Andrew with James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Thursday, May 10. Coming up, government boosting crime-fighting efforts, Mount Salem small business to get grant support, and government to boost the capacity of 2 daycare centres in each constituency. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act or petty session matters entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The government is strengthening efforts to disrupt organized criminal gang activity and restore law and order in affected communities. Speaking in the House of Representatives Wednesday, National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang said several pieces of legislation are being reviewed to enhance crime-fighting measures for the security forces. These include the Anti-Gang, Proceeds of Crime, and the Anti-Lottery Scam Acts.
Rest assured, we will be going after these criminals, taking the proceeds out of crime, seizing their assets, and those assets which they have also placed in names of members of their families.
Dr. Chang also outlined that law enforcement officials will be working with the Financial Investigations Division, FID, and the Revenue Protection Division, RPD, to go after criminals and their support systems to disable their financial resources. In the meantime, the government intends to develop a master plan for improving public order and increasing access to social amenities in the towns of Savannah Lamar, Negril, and Grange Hill in Westmoreland. National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang says the areas have been classified as criminal hotspots, with several communities affected by fallout related to the drugs for gun trade and lottery scam syndicates.
As a means of sustaining progress, the JDF has re-established a forward operating base within Westmoreland and has commenced joint patrols primarily in the hotspot areas in the division. This is being supported by domestic patrols from the Westmoreland Police Division.
Dr. Chang adds that improving the ability of police to investigate, apprehend, convict, and incarcerate criminals is the best mechanism to curtail the heroic image that gang leaders have developed over the years. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has earmarked $520 million to see to the establishment of 2 daycare centers in each constituency. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says this move is part of a wider strategy to reform the early childhood sector.
That is 126 daycare centers, Mr. Speaker, across the length and breadth of Jamaica. Mr. Speaker, the strategy will involve selection of institutions in each constituency that has the capacity to accommodate children from 3 months to 5+ years. We will assess each to determine the type of retrofitting and support that will be needed. We will ensure that boards are in place in each institution.
Minister Green was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He adds that the ministry will provide trained early childhood teachers and make upgrades to the facilities where necessary. And small businesses within the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations, ZOSO, are set to benefit from grant funding through a recent call for proposals organized by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The grants form part of the social intervention activities, which have been ramped up in the zone since being transitioned into the build phase of operations. The call for proposals was open to entrepreneurs across the island. However, JSIF Managing Director and Deputy Chairman of the ZOSO Social Intervention Committee, Omar Sweeney, says persons in that ZOSO were also awarded the opportunity to apply.
Applications are going to be judged on its own merit, but the range of grants ranges from $1 million to $25 million. To support the business viability, it's not a cash grant. It is support training, business plan development, equipment, and, you know, other types of necessary implements that you need to contribute to the viability of your business.
Omar Sweeney was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the core objective is to enable the businesses to expand and create jobs for other persons in the community. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.